Subject broke into neighbor's house. His wife was away. Dear Shirley and Steve, I have had a crush on my neighbor for years, but he has never paid me any attention. So I thought was when his wife was away, I would start trying to hit on him. So when I saw him heading for the store, I would go to the store. When he would go to work, I would make it my business to be outside when he leaves or when he gets back from work. Shirley, I have gone as far as picking up a cigarette butt after he smoked the cigarette. Now let me tell you what happened. I noticed his wife goes away occasionally and he is home alone. So one night, I decided to break into his house and seduce him. What man would turn me down? I mean, me. I should have thought about it. Really, when I entered, it was quiet. So I started looking around, and the next thing I knew, I was being attacked. I was getting hit so hard, I thought I was being beat with a bat. All I saw in this man's face was the hate that you would have for another man. He beat me so bad that I had a broken wrist and a broken tooth. I don't think anyone could hit so hard. I didn't think anyone could hit so hard. He hit me for about 20 minutes and threw me out the front door, and I was glad to be free from him. When I got home, I didn't tell anybody what happened. I just stayed in the house most of the time, and I thought, how could he hit me like that? Did he know I was a woman or what? That happened over 2 years ago, and I see him every now and then, and he still walks past me like he doesn't even know me. Do you think he knows it was me that he beat that night? It doesn't matter if he knew it was you or not. What are you breaking into someone's house for? Be glad he didn't kill you. You are definitely, I mean, you are crazy. This man is married. He's never paid you any attention ever, never, ever. I think you're delusional. Even to think that he would embrace you after you broke into his home and that he would allow himself to be seduced by you, his stalker, crazy neighbor. What's clear here is with me and the readers and hearers of this letter is that you are just clueless. You're confused. You're crazy. You need to take your meds, lady, or you need to be committed. One or the other. Leave this man and his family alone. This is insanity, Steve.
That's crazy.
What?
This is really crazy. Wait, what? Come on, Steve. What?
What was yo nutty ass thinking?
What?
You got to be kidding me.
That's crazy. Okay.
See, you delusional.
Yes.
There's something wrong with you.
Yes,
you done had a crush on your neighbor for you, but he ain't never paid you any attention. You know why? Because he don't have a crush on you.
Mm-mm.
He don't have a crush on you. Do you think he knows it was me that he beat that night? Yes, I do. I think you ain't as fine as you think you are.
Okay.
At all.
I think he was trying to beat the ugly off you.
Wow.
He been thinking about whipping your ass for years.
Wait a minute.
And when you broke in there, he will wait. Yes. He knew it was you. He know exactly who you are. But if you ain't going to say nothing, he ain't going to say nothing. I'm going to tell you how ugly y'all think you are. If a man whip your ass for 20 minutes with a bat and your damn husband don't say nothing to you about it, you look the same. Hello.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.